In New Jersey, U.S. Senator John Corzine is set to make an announcement today about his political future. Senior Democratic Party leaders in New Jersey say he will run for governor of that state, which has seen some remarkable political developments in the last few months. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca is here with us. Mike, what is Mr. Corzine doing, and why is he making this move?
Well, he's making the move, and it's been chewed over in political circles for a while because there's something of a power vacuum in New Jersey. Remember, Jim McGreevy, the governor of New Jersey, until last month stepped down. "I am a gay American" is the phrase that will forever be associated with that decision. And there was, he had bad popularity, and there were brewing scandals. There was a lot that went into that decision. The new governor of New Jersey who's taken over is a man named Richard Cody, and he's a New Jersey political fixture, but he doesn't exactly have the kind of huge power base, the war chest, name recognition, family history, some of the things that would make him the kind of figure who'd be imposing and intimidating. So Republicans are saying this is a guy we could pick off, regain the governor's mansion. They had it as recently as 2002. And Democrats are saying, you know, we don't know if Cody's going to be the guy to hold this seat. And John Corzine, he's a pretty powerful, definitely a popular senator. That name has been spoken about a lot. And today he's decided to run for the governor of New Jersey.
You know, I'm not sure how popular he is. He won the Senate race there, but it was just 4 years ago. He's not been in politics for very long, but he does have a lot of money.
Right. It was a self-financed Senate race, and this was a time when he spent upwards of $70 million to win that Senate seat. But, you know, since he was elected, he has risen in Democratic circles. The state likes him. He has very good popularity ratings. And among Democrats, he was their chief fundraiser in the last round of elections. And for everything that bedeviled the Democrats in 2004, fundraising wasn't one of the factors that actually held them back. He was seen as doing a very good job. The Senate seats that they lost were more because, if anything, those were Republican-leaning states like South Carolina or Oklahoma, hard for them to either retain those seats or win seats there. So he has a good reputation among Democrats. He has a good reputation among his state. And he has, like you said, a lot of money.
Is he getting out of the Senate and going into the governor's race, do you think, just because the Democrats did lose in the Senate, things are going to be more difficult for them for a while anyway?
You'd have to say that had to have some effect. If we were talking about an evenly split or even a very close Senate, there'd be a lot of pressure for senators to stay there. But, you know, in 2004, a month ago today, actually, after the dust cleared, it was apparent that the Democrats wouldn't have a majority, but they'd still have enough to prevent the Republicans from blocking a filibuster. So this is why three Northeastern Democrats, the ones from New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, the tri-state area, as we call it up here, all three of them were said to be considering runs for governor of their own state. Maybe they'd have more power within their own state than they have in the Senate.
And those senators are, Mike?
Charles Schumer, who decided to stay in the Senate, and then Christopher Dodd of Connecticut. Jury's still out on him.
Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca reporting from New York. Mike, thank you.
You're welcome.